Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Market Your Message show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the book, Your Message Matters, and the brand new book, Discover Your Message. And what we're going to do over the next couple of episodes is I want to take you behind the scenes of my latest book launch. So I just started a brand new series called the Your Message Matters series. And this is going to be a series of 7 books that I'm going to write over the next 2 years. And the first book is Discover Your Message, a 14-day guide to uncover your calling and find your niche as a writer, coach, or speaker. Now, this book has been so well received so far. It's been amazing. It has already hit number one bestseller on Amazon. It's a number one new release in several categories. And what I thought I would do is take the next 3 or 4 episodes and take you behind the scenes of the book launch. How did I do this? This book, this latest book, was a self-published book. So everything I talk about, anybody can do. You know, the book before that was traditionally published. And so it's always a little bit different when you're working with an organization and they're partnering with you with a book launch. But I have thoroughly enjoyed doing a book launch around this self-published book. And if you're like, hey, how do I get a copy of the book? Well, the book is now available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, Books a Million, and other places. You can find all the different places that they're available by going to a new website I've set up called platformgrowthbooks.com. platformgrowthbooks.com. And there'll be a link in the show notes that'll show you access to all of my books. Now, the book is available in Kindle, it's available in paperback, hardcover, and we have produced a 60-page companion workbook that you can write into and fill out the exercises as you go through the 14-day guide in the book. Okay, so I want to talk to you today about what I'm calling phase one. How do you hit that elusive Amazon bestseller and hit the number one new release? Now, first things first, the Amazon bestseller badge that they put on the books is temporary. You literally Google how long does an Amazon bestseller badge stay on your book, and it's anywhere from 24 hours to a month. It really depends on the performance of your book. What I like better than hitting the bestseller, which is great, is to get another badge that you can see on Amazon. And if you go Google some books, in fact, go to Amazon and search for some books. If you go to Amazon right now and search Discover Your Message, you'll see what I'm talking about. There is a badge that says number one new release, and then it tells you the category. And mine was number one new release in starting a business category. The next couple of episodes, I'm going to talk to you about how I accomplished that and how you can too. If you are thinking of writing a book or you're going to produce a book in the future, you're going to want to tune into these episodes so that you got the ins and outs. I often tell people that are in my coaching program, I feel like the crash test dummy because I'm just trying things out. Some things are complete disaster. Other things are unexpected and they work that I didn't think would work. And so that's what we're going to be sharing with you over the next couple of episodes. So phase one in this episode, I want to talk about selecting the right book categories. So when you're publishing your book on Amazon, by the way, you do that by going to kdp.amazon.com. And Anybody could do this. It's free to upload books that you write. And when you add your book, it's going to ask for three book categories. Now, what happens for the average self-published author is they just select three random categories. Don't do that. Let's select book categories we can actually win the number one new release badge for. The way that we do that, there's really two options. Option one, which is my favorite, is I use a software called Publisher Rocket. There'll be a link in the show notes so that you can click on that link and go find it. Now, Publisher Rocket does a lot for self-published authors, but one of the things that it does is it will show you how many books you need to sell in a 24-hour period to hit number one for any category on Amazon. Pretty cool. And so the goal here is we're going to select three categories that are going to be a little bit easier for us to hit it. So if you're randomly picking a category like self-help, you may need to sell 700 books in 24 hours to hit number one. But if you pick a category like I did, starting a business, and I don't remember how many it was, but I'm just throwing something random, and it's 50 books in a 24-hour period to hit number one, it's much more doable. In fact, there are categories where you only need to do 10 books in 24 hours to get that number one new release. And again, like I mentioned before, the number one new release stays on your book. Amazon adds it on the listing for 90 days. So for the first 3 months of your book, you're going to have that number one new release, and it's going to create so many more purchases when people see that orange badge number one new release. Make sense? So selecting the right book categories is super important. Now, option two is a free way that you can do this, but it's not as scientific as Publisher Rocket. You're going to have to do some manual research on Amazon. And what you'll do is you'll go to Amazon.com, click on bestsellers, and then on the left sidebar, select Kindle books. And when you get into Kindle books, it's going to show all the different categories. You want to select a category, for example, like business and money. And then when you do that, it opens up more subcategories. And then let's say you pick something like entrepreneurship. And then it's going to show some more subcategories. Now, what I would recommend is that you go sub to the subcategories to find a category that looks less competitive. How are we going to know how competitive that category is? Again, I recommend using Publisher Rocket. It'll tell you the exact number of books you need to sell to hit number one. But if you don't have that software, the only other option you really have is to just look through the top 10 books and see if there's some books there that have very little reviews. And when I say very little, I'm talking about under 30, under 20 reviews. If you see a couple of books that have 2 reviews, 7 reviews, 9 reviews, then that's probably a less competitive category and a little bit easier for you to rank number one. So that would be my recommendation there. Now, again, we're talking strictly Kindle books. There's a lot of other things we could talk about with the paperback, the hardcover, on and on it goes, audiobook. But we're talking over the next couple of episodes just about your Kindle books. So selecting those right book categories are super important. Now the secret. Now you know how you can set yourself up for success. Now, just to give you a preview of where we're going, over the next couple of episodes, I'm going to talk to you about phase 2, phase 3, phase 4, and then a bonus session that I'm going to absolutely really blow your mind on how you can get 5 to 10 verified Amazon book reviews every single week ongoing after your launch. I've been using this tool now for 3 weeks, and I think I'm up over 20 reviews from doing this. Can't wait to show you that in a few weeks. Where are we going to go? All right. In the next episode, I want to talk about assembling your book launch team. And now that I've done a couple of books, this is actually my third book, I've learned things along the way. I've also had a chance to get to know somebody who is the book launch team expert for several New York Times bestselling authors. People like Michael Hyatt, Tony Robbins, John Gordon, Tim Tebow, and others. And what he taught me about book launch teams really blew my mind. And I'm going to teach you all that in the next episode. So how's that for a tease? In the episode after that, phase three, we're going to talk about the power of a silent launch. And what is a silent book launch? And why did I do a silent book launch? And what does that mean? And then phase four, we'll talk about the 99-cent debut book launch and why I strategically priced my public launch, my Kindle book, at 99 cents for the first week, and more. So I hope you enjoy this series. If you've been thinking about writing a book, if you've already written books, you're going to love this series because it's going to teach you a lot of what I've learned over the last couple of books on launching books. So that's it for this episode. We'll see you in the next episode where we're going to talk about your book launch team and how to assemble one, even if you don't have an audience. So stay tuned for that. And by the way, if you're enjoying this podcast, will you take a moment and like, share, subscribe, or even review our show? And what do you want me to cover on future episodes? Let me know. And until next time, never forget, your message matters.